Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. Hi, how are you? Where are you? There you are. Are you there? Okay. Welcome to the program. It's the cameras. I don't know. It's this one. Hi, it's the Ron Van Dam Show, as the gentleman from Bolivia said at the beginning of the program. I recognize the gentleman from Bolivia. Welcome to the show. I do this once every week. I come in here and do what I do every weekday on the radio, and that internet streaming of highways thing, internet, whatever. How you doing? Good to be with you. Well, things are sucky all over the world, but let's just try to focus and have a good time here for half an hour. After that, I don't care what you do. I don't actually care what you do right now, to be honest with you, so it's whatever. How are you? You know, a lot of people come up to me, and I wish they wouldn't, and they say, Ron, you know, it's the winter is coming, and it gets dark so early, and I get a winter depression. It's not so much the snow, it's the darkness. It gets dark so early, and I go home, and it's dark in the house, and everything's dark. And it manifests itself into a mild to severe depression because of the winter and the darkness inside my home. And I say to them, okay, listen to me carefully. When you get home and it's dark and depressing inside your house, turn the lights on. You'll be surprised how much you can see all of a sudden. In most homes and apartments, there's usually a switch on the wall near the inside of that door frame when you're walking into a room. Flick that switch. Just give it a try. Flick the switch, and all of a sudden lights will come on, and you'll be able to see what you're doing. And I guarantee you, you can do the same things in a lighted room as you can if it were daytime. But Ron, I can't go outside when it's dark outside. Okay. And? I mean, you're not living in the Scandinavian countries where it's only light outside for 23 minutes. It's not that bad. It's only for a short period of time. You got the holidays anyway. What are you going to do? Go outside and mow the lawn? What's your problem? Are you going to plant tulips and bulbs in the middle of the... No, what's your problem? I'm sorry. I got upset. There's a product that they've been selling in the stores for a few years now, and it's marvelous, and I have it in my house, and I wish you would get it. It's called the light bulb. Thomas Edison, good friend of mine, invented the light bulb. Comes in all different shapes and sizes and intensities. It's fantastic. But what I'm referring to, for those of you that see, and I'm not making fun of you, I'm not making fun of depression, oh my God, no. But there are ways to make life better for yourself in this horrendously horrible nighttime experience that you have. In the stores, they sell light bulbs, and there's a certain kind of light bulb called a daylight bulb. Guess what it does? Yeah, go on, take a guess. No, it doesn't. Daylight bulb is a bulb that mirrors daylight. When you turn the light on, it's like a certain kind of daylight, and it actually affects your mood because you feel it's daylight. Things are a little brighter. They're more. It has more of the hue of the sun, the daylight sun kind of thing, which is what you're looking for. It's available in just about every store. It comes as a bulb, or it comes as like a floodlight if you have the recessed lighting in your ceiling. It comes in all different sizes and shapes, but it's daylight. I believe General Electric calls it the refresh bulb. Cute. A cute, cute word for it. But it's a daylight bulb, and it says it on the package. Give that a try, and you'll be glad you did. And when you turn that light on, when it's dark inside of a room, and you have these winter depressions that you claim you have, for the purpose of daylight not being as long during the day, that kind of depression, I should specify, try this bulb, and you will say, oh my God, I listened to this show on the radio or saw it on this channel thing, and there was this guy, Ron Van Dam. At first, seemed like a nice guy, but then after hearing his show, he's incredible. He gave me the idea of buying these daylight bulbs, and my life has changed. Thank you, Ron. You've made a difference in my life. And if I can change the life of just one person, then I would have changed the life of just one person. And that's what this show is about. Not really, but whatever. I was watching television. There's a commercial, or maybe it was an ad in the paper or magazine or something. Domino's, not the little black rectangles with the white dots on them, not those Domino's, but that pizza thing. Domino's has been struggling almost since they opened to brand themselves. Their pizzas were not great at one point. Then they did a whole commercial campaign about 10 years ago, and they admitted, our pizzas kind of suck, to be honest with you, but we're changing the recipe. Oh, okay, nice. Thank you very much for admitting that. I admire that. It's like in a relationship when, you know, your spouse or your significant other says to you, you know, I've been a nasty person and I haven't been a great person. I'm going to try to change that and be a better person and treat you better. You know, you say, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. That's very big of you. Well, that's what Domino's tried to do. And I happen to like their pizzas now. They're pretty damn good. But they're coming up with all these gimmicks where rather than tip the delivery driver, you pick up the pizza yourself from one of our Domino's places and we'll tip you back. Their branding is very confusing, to be honest with you, for me. Now they've come out with a concept that I totally don't understand, and it's called, get ready, Domino's Emergency Pizza. What? I don't even understand why those words are together. Domino's Emergency Pizza. What is that? Well, you have to be a rewards customer with Domino's. How many of you are rewards customers with Domino's? What, nobody? Yeah, you have to be. If you have a pizza emergency, oh my God, how many of those have we had? Let's say you're in your house and the power goes out. You can call Domino's and say, I need my emergency pizza, and they will bring it to you. And that's fantastic. That's great. You know, there's a flood. There was a flood and everything is flooded and I lost everything. I gathered my pets and my loved ones and my important papers and on my, of course, my cell phone and everything. And Domino's. Wait a minute. Where's our pizza? What do we do? We ruined the pizza. Got ruined. It got flooded. Let's call Domino's and get the emergency pizza. I guess those scenarios could occur. Emergency pizza. I've heard of emergency escape exits or something like that, you know. But emergency pizzas, I don't quite understand what the heck you're talking about. Then I'm watching television, as I tend to do, and they have a commercial for a new internet search engine, apparently with Google, from what I understand, and it's absolutely true, when you want to order something and then decide not to, for the next 7 years, you'll be bombarded with ads about that item that you didn't order, or perhaps you just did. If you show any interest in anything in a search engine, you will never be allowed to forget it. Google will hound you until you die. I know. It's annoying. It's kind of harassment. So they came up with, some company came up with a search engine where if you search something, it's not going to bother you about it and say, you know, here's some more suggestions. It doesn't follow you. It doesn't gather information based on your tendencies or anything like that. It leaves you the hell alone, is I guess the beauty of it. The problem is what they call this new search engine. I don't understand who's doing the naming and the branding these days. I mean, who came up with the Domino's emergency pizza thing? And then people said, that's a good idea. Let's go with that. What? Can't you come up with some better stuff than that? So this new search engine, here's the name. Listen to this. You've probably seen the commercial. It's called DuckDuckGo. What is that? What did you just say? DuckDuckGo. Okay, and this is an internet search engine? Yes. What does it mean? I don't know. It sounds like a kid's game, you know, that you play in the backyard when someone's going to throw a ball at your head. Hey, duck! Duck! Go! How does this relate to a search engine? And I'm searching for the places to have dinner tonight near me, Mexican restaurants. Let's see. I'm going to go to DuckDuckGo to figure it out. Excuse me? What language are you speaking? Why did you all of a sudden sound stupid? It also sounds stupid to say I'm going to Google something. Google is not a word. It's a sound that a baby makes when saliva gets caught in their mouth and air bubbles start forming. It's how you talk to a kid. Hey, Google, 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 Google. DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. What's going on here? Why is this branding, marketing toward babies? I don't understand this. DuckDuckGo. Check it out, man. I mean, I'm just telling you what I see. I have an extraordinary amount saved up of Kohl's cash, and I was kind of shocked to find out recently that you can only get Kohl's, only spend the Kohl's cash at Kohl's. That's it. You can't otherwise. You can't go into a restaurant and have a meal and say, that's $10. Okay, here's Kohl's cash, $10 of Kohl's cash. We don't take Kohl's cash. What? I thought everybody did. No, Kohl's cash is just for Kohl's. I did not know that. It doesn't say this is just for Kohl's. I guess I'm supposed to know this. I don't know. I had a problem with one of my prescriptions in my pharmacy of choice, CVS. By the way, talk about branding. Everything in CVS is more expensive than it would be in any other store. Have you noticed that? Every single vitamin, every single everything is far more expensive in the CVS store. And yet the name of CVS is Consumer Value Stores. No, it's not. And I'm not criticizing CVS. They've got more stores than I have anything. Chromosomes, I don't know. Active cells. They have a lot of stores, these CVS people. So my comments are not going to hurt them in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, I'm just saying. And then they give you these coupons. You buy something. I bought vitamins. I bought some vitamins yesterday. And, yeah. And then I go to the register to pay for the vitamins. And the first thing they say to me is, do you have your CVS Extra Care card? And I said, well, I do like Extra Care, and here's my card. And they scan it, and then all of a sudden, oh my God, out of this register machine comes the Dead Sea Scrolls. I mean, in their entirety. It's unbelievable. It is, you could have used it as tape at the Boston Marathon at the finish line and then some. I think if you unrolled my receipt from CVS, it was stretched from here to San Francisco. Easily. Well, so I'm looking at the receipt, and it says, oh, you've got a lot of coupons here. And I said, yes, thank you. And I'm looking at it, and I start scrolling the Dead Sea Scrolls, which is why they called it that. And about four coupons down on my Dead Sea Scroll receipt, it says vitamins 30% off one single item. And so I said to the guy behind the counter, timing is everything, isn't it? And he didn't laugh. He just looked at me like I said something strange. Did you not get it? Do you not understand what I'm saying here? I just bought something, and then you give me a coupon, and it says that I could have gotten it for 30% off, but I just bought it. Are you going to make me come back in 10 minutes and return the vitamins, and then I'll go buy the vitamins off the shelf with the coupon? Do you want to go through all that with me? Is that the game we're playing here? But I had a problem with one of my prescriptions, which I'm not complaining about them. They're a wonderful store. And the people that work in them, top notch. I had a problem with one of my prescriptions. But I called CVS. They have, you know, artificial intelligence, AI for short, because that's what it is. It's a wonderful thing, but they have not perfected it customer service wise at all. They have made it super, super annoying. And I have to say, CVS is one among many, 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 many major companies that have these robot menus that you have to go through when you call. And you can be in some sort of trouble or great necessity or great need, but you got to go through the robot options first. I thought artificial intelligence would be to the point where I could call up and they would say, we see by your phone number that you are Ron Van Damme. Yes. How can we help you, Ron? I thought it would say that, you know, just a robot can say that. And I would say, I'd like to speak to the pharmacist, and the robot would not understand what the hell I said. Instead, I get a little lecture on COVID-19 injections. They talk about a pneumonia shot for seniors, and then it goes into a menu of like five or six options, and then do you want the pharmacy? Yes, or press one. And then it goes through tons of different things, and it tells me a lot of different things, but it doesn't get me to the pharmacy. Finally, after about a minute and a half sitting there listening to all these options that include extra cheese sauce with my broccoli, at the end of the options it says, or press 8 if you'd like to speak to the pharmacist. And I said, oh my God, why couldn't we do this at the beginning? Why couldn't I just, with the AI robot, said, hello, Ron, how can I help you? Yes, I'd like to speak to the pharmacist. Okay, hold on. You know, why can't you do that? Because that's the way things used to be before this AI robot stuff began with customer service. I used to call, I'm a little older than you are, perhaps. I used to call these businesses, they'd answer the phone, and they'd say, how are you? Fine, thank you. How can I help you? Yes, I'd like to speak to the pharmacist. Okay, hold on. Done! It would be done. Now, I have to sit there for 2 minutes and listen to all these options of which I have nothing to do with. And in my mind, this is the last option, to speak to the pharmacist. I mean, you have to first climb Mount Everest first and show documentation that you made it to the summit before they'll even ask you the question if you want to speak to the pharmacist. And speaking to the pharmacist seems to me to be option number 73. It's just totally annoying. And every once in a while, I will say, you know, technology is great, always out of control, never regulated or contained until it's too late. That's what technology is about. This AI thing is like really dangerous stuff going on. I'm telling you, it's really dangerous. And I'm not just being an alarmist. It's obviously true. I miss the days when I was younger and we used the telephone to call people. Not to look up things, but to call people. And when the phone rang at a business, a person would answer the phone and say, "Hello, welcome to the chair store. I'm Betsy. How can I help you?" And not to be sexist, "Welcome to the chair store. I'm Tom, and how can I help you?" And you would say, "I need to speak to a salesperson. I received a delivery, and I think it's damaged." "Okay, I'll put you through to the shipping department." And then someone answered, "Shipping department, yes, I received a..." "Oh, Mr. Van Dyke, yes. Okay, we'll take care of that immediately." I'd still be on option number two if I were listening to the robot at this point. And I'm yelling at the robot because it's taking way too long for simple requests like this. I'm yelling at the robot, and the robot responds by saying... Robot doesn't get upset, by the way. I do. Robot does not. And that frustrates me even more. It's like being married to somebody, and you're trying to get your point across, and they're just looking at you going... I don't understand what your problem is. I'm telling you what my problem is. I can't, this is awful. I cannot live like this anymore. I need to have this redone. I'm sorry. I don't even understand what you're saying. What's your problem? That's what it's like. It's that bad. I miss the days of simplicity. I miss the days when businesses, all they had to do was make sure they had a good alarm system and lock their doors real tight at night before they went home at the store. Now, in cybersecurity, someone can hack your entire business system and ruin your business. Click of the fingers, quite easy to do. Hack into all of your stuff. And what must you do about it? Spend thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars to keep yourself secure. Thanks for the technology. Appreciated. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, before you go into deliberation, I'm telling you, things are getting out of hand. We're creating things before we figure out what to do with them, because it's a race to be on the top. We want to be the company that created an artificial intelligence that'll blow everybody away. We want to be the first to do that. We want to make all the money. But in the meantime, you're creating stuff that could be hurting us big time if in the wrong hands. And believe me, I think it's been obviously demonstrated that right now on our planet, in the wrong hands is a real problem. It's the biggest problem. So, I just wanted to talk about that. Thanks for listening. I assume you feel the same way I do. You may not. That's what makes us different. Besides, I have a larger nose than you do. Other than that, I think we're all the same. I'm very excited. Tomorrow night, I don't know when you're watching this. Doesn't make any difference. I'll just tell you, tomorrow night, I have tickets to see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. I don't know. She sings various eras. I don't think she's old enough to even complete one era, but whatever. I think she goes from decade to decade in her short life. You want to talk eras? Look at my life, baby. I've been through eras. You, Taylor, you haven't been through anything yet, time-wise. So she's doing her Eras tour. And it's on the screen in movie theaters. This is the biggest attempt to make a lot of money off of a concert film in a movie theater. And it's obviously, this Taylor Swift is becoming the big thing. I mean, everybody's so concerned about who she's dating and on what team the person is that she is dating. Why is it that rich people, like the Kardashians, the Swifts, some supermodels, why do they marry sports figures? What is that? What is the draw to that? Maybe I'd love to fall in love with somebody that isn't home all the time. When it's their sports season, they're never home. I kind of like that. Get them out of the house, make all the money. But Taylor's got money, and all these people got money, and they marry these sports figures. What is it that attracts you to these people? I'm not saying they're horrible people. I just wonder why is it what? What is it? So Taylor Swift, man, and she's got the Swifties. That's now, you know, we've got to make up a name for the fans. That's what we do. She's got the Swifties. So I'm going to go to the movie tomorrow and see her. The movie is 2 hours and 50 minutes long. It's 169 minutes. Probably includes the credits. I really don't know. and I got to tell you, I'm not familiar with, I'm going to say any of her songs. But I'm sure if I hear one or two, I'll say, oh, I've heard that before. But after that, I don't know how that's going to fill 3 hours for me. So it's going to be very interesting. I think it's going to be more of an event than it is going to be a movie. But I'll figure it out. Many of you have probably seen it already. Most of you probably wouldn't. It's a phenomenon that I guess I'm supposed to see because it is a phenomenon according to the way that it is. I don't know. I don't know what to wear to a Taylor Swift concert. I assume pants would help. Otherwise, they throw me out. So I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know if people are going to be standing up dancing in front of me like they would at a regular concert. See, I thought this is a good idea. Taylor Swift, by the way, has I don't remember if I talked about this last week or not. Taylor Swift has opened a door, a Pandora's box, let the toothpaste out of the tube. Other musical groups are going to say, whoa, look at all the money we can make simply by just filming a concert and then putting it in a movie theater. Look at the bucks we can make here. And I like that because the Taylor Swift fans were complaining, well, we can't see her on stage because we're about 3 miles away in the stadium. We can't even see her. We see this little thing moving around on the stage all the way over there, but that's about it. I mean, you know, and people are dancing, so I'm, you know, this 2-3 hour concert, I'm just seeing someone's ass dance in front of me. So that doesn't work for me going to the concerts, and they're loud and all that stuff. So this might be a good resolve. A lot of musical groups can actually do these great concert presentations. The only problem with these concerts is that, and I'm not a Swiftie in any sense of the word, okay? I take my time. But I don't recognize all the songs. And I think when someone does a concert, they always say, now we're going to play about 20 minutes of our new songs. And I think everybody goes, oh, crap. I want to hear the stuff I know so I can enjoy it and hear it sung live by the very group that made it popular in the exact way that I hear it on the musical things, on the streaming, whatever you call it. I don't want to hear the news. I'll hear the new songs later. I want right now. I don't want this new crap. I'm not familiar. I want to hear the things that I'm familiar with. And a lot of musical groups know that, but a lot of them don't. They use it, their tour, as a way of introducing their new music, and a lot of people, they can't sing along, they're not familiar with it because they've never heard it before. Unless you're a Swiftie. I'm out of time. I'll be back again next week with a brand new program. Listen to my show. It's every single weekday over there's a lot. I think 2,500 episodes you can listen to. Go to any of the platforms or to newenglandbroadcasting.com. or ronvandam.com. It's all over the place. Do that. And we're also on syndicated stations. See you next week.